CRM, how can it help you contact future customers and stay in contact with existing customers without overloading them with constant emails that they just tune out and would rather not give you an email? There are some great tools out there. Today, we have a senior leader from Infusionsoft who's in charge of their Asia and Pacific region, Jeremiah Sarquette, and he's going to share with us stories about how people are using Infusionsoft to connect with existing and future customers, and as well as talk about what does it cost? What's it cost if you're a certain size and you want to implement this, both from a money standpoint as well as a time standpoint? How much does it cost? What kind of things do you need to think about? What makes an implementation go faster? What makes it go slower, more difficult? So we're going to get inside this, talk about some, he's going to share some nice stories, get into life cycle marketing, and it's an enjoyable talk. We had a little bit of challenge with some of the audio quality. Apparently Zoom was acting a little bit like Skype this week, but apparently Skype was acting well. So you never know. Maybe Microsoft starts looking to buy Zoom this week. Anyways, I hope you enjoy the interview. Jeremiah Sarquette. Jeremiah Sarquette, welcome to the Confident ROI.
Alex, thanks for having me. Excited.
Well, we're looking forward to this. We've been trying for a while. You travel the world for Infusionsoft and helping small businesses and all kinds of businesses connect with their customers with CRM, customer relationship management software. And where'd you get back from?
Well, since I've been gone, I mean, we changed our name. We got a nice rebrand in to Keep. So two products, and we can talk more about that. But yeah, Infusionsoft or Keep has been a great place for me going on 7 years now. You know, I just got back from with Singapore first, then Melbourne, then Brisbane, then Auckland, then a quick stop back in Singapore just for a layover on the way to Vietnam on the way home.
Wow. And you guys are helping people in all those countries?
Yeah, we are. I mean, we're really focused on, you know, the English speaking countries primarily as we really ramp up the two product, you know, game. But
and what's the primary thing you guys are helping people do?
Well, we help them really, I mean, the best way that I can say it is stay organized, get organized, stay organized, be following up, right, with leads and your customers and do that with automation. So CRM is at the backbone of it, but also is that automation piece.
So if somebody's and they're part of their business is talking to people on a regular basis, and either however they're coming into the funnel and in a process, you guys help them connect, bring people into their world and interact with them till they're a customer and after they're a customer.
Love it. Yeah, that's life cycle marketing.
Okay.
And even maybe even a different way of looking at it is like your buyer's journey. Like, what is your target market, your ideal customer? What do they need from you to get going, right? Sometimes there's a bit of education. Maybe you got to remove some fear, right? Maybe you've got to do a bit of selling through a sales process.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. So all of that would be included in that. You're spot on, Alex.
So what were you helping someone do in Vietnam?
We've got a great, great partner and teammate there. His name is Noc. And he, you know, is always my last stop on the way home. I usually need to now make that a different route because I'm so tired usually going in to see him. I'm like on fumes every time coming into Ho Chi Minh. But no, Noc's a great partner, and we had some restructuring of his offering with Keep, how he was going to do that. We had a user meeting with about 50 of the customers. We actually came and talked for a couple hours and just spent time and had a pizza party, actually Domino's Pizza in Ho Chi Minh. I actually thought it was better than what you get here in the States. Maybe it's because of the vegetables or produce. I don't know, but it was really good pizza. You know, yeah, go ahead, Alex.
Were there any interesting stories how people were using, how companies were using Infusionsoft over there?
Oh, yeah, from the pizza party, actually, I met a lady, and she's incredible. She's actually fairly advanced with the way they use the software and the offering. But they're farmers. They have a farm. And they focus in organic, all organic, everything from a seed to, you know, fruit or vegetable. And it's a really cool, beautiful thing. And, you know, I'm helping them now with some proven things in a case study that's actually been done with another farmer that we've worked with here in the States that's doing really good things, Alex.
And so how are they using their farmers? Who are they trying to contact, or are they selling?
Yeah, so I'll reference both. So they're more fruits and vegetables, the team in Vietnam, the farming group in Vietnam. So they want to get more traction to the way they grow, right? A bit of story behind, you know, their produce. So a good way of doing that we found from the farmer in the States was through recipes.
Okay.
Right. And we're going to introduce that more top of funnel. So some recipes to get the list growing, get the list interested and warmed up, and then getting into more of the offer right after the recipes have been consumed and a bit of that's happened. But the American farmer was using more like protein-based things, like a hamburger recipe was very popular for them and so on and so forth.
So let's take the American farmer. He's posting recipes. And how are customers coming across the recipe?
In a couple ways. Website, like just local traffic visit, and then through the newsletter or through like a Facebook type of landing page ad scenario. So they were doing it a couple of different ways. It was like a multi-pronged approach.
Yeah, and so traffic. So when a user sees the recipe, they register for it or something, is that person now come in the funnel or
spot on? Yeah, Alex, you got it. It's a really good top of funnel lead generation, a very warm and healthy lead, somebody that's looking for organic, you know, grass-fed beef, and they want the hamburger recipe. So now, you know, they want the hamburger recipe. What's the next logical thing? Give them the hamburger.
Okay. So now they come in. And what is Infusionsoft doing now that the person, hey, I'm interested in this recipe and that,
yeah.
What's it now doing on the back end?
Great question. So Keap would take that information, right? And it would say, okay, here's Jeremiah Sarquette. Okay, he's in Arizona, right? And Keap is powerful. Infusionsoft by Keap is powerful. You can actually identify or tag really anything you want as you've collected that information. Certainly maybe his geotag is important so you can know that he's in Arizona, but the farm is in Texas and it's going to take us a couple of days to ship the stuff over, right? So you can get really detailed with what you're capturing, but a simple thing behind that would be, you know, send the recipe, right?
Okay.
And if Jared could be tagged if he went through it all the way and completed it. Then it's maybe a follow-up that says, hey, how did the recipe turn out? Shoot a picture of your hamburger, you know, session, you know, to our Facebook page and Instagram. We will love that. And here's how you do that. And then, you know, the next day, maybe the offer comes. Whereas, here, buy our organic beef next time for your hamburger. You know, you don't want the cheap stuff, get the good stuff. And here's the buy now link for that. And then it goes into maybe join our meat membership where you get a steak every month. Now they're getting the whole first. Yeah.
And so you can set it different times. So from the time they engage the recipe over the next 120 days, they're going to get something kind of queued off of that.
Even more specific, like I was saying, if you wanted it to be like, we know that Jer went through the recipe all the way and he must have made the recipe. How did it go? Yeah.
Okay. And so it's not just, because sometimes with the email marketing, it's like, great, another email today, again. Yeah, it's almost constantly happening.
Right. The barrage. Well, see, you're in control a little bit more with automated platforms because you got to set up that if then scenario. You're going, all right, I need to walk a mile in my customer's shoes here. So, right, go, here's the experience that we need to go through. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, because like a lot to me, being a recipient of emails from people, it's like it's almost constantly, they're just going to send you stuff every day, every week.
And like you opted in somewhere and you're worried now. You're like, oh gosh.
But you said something you said something interesting that you know, the if then, and how's that changed things now for a company that, you know, and even people, it's like, I don't want to give you my email. You're my buddy and everything, but you're going to barrage me with emails that aren't relevant.
Well, no, you look, Alex, you're super, you're rad, man. And I'm glad.
And you just don't know me well enough, Jeremiah.
Well, Andrew says you are. And I was going to say, our experiences have been awesome. And I think a lot of that is because in the way that, you know, you hit me in the way that we've interacted. But, you know, we can all have that in our business. And that comes from a story. And like, you're a story guy, right? And story's important today. It's always been important. It's more important today than it's ever been. So you can get to your real customers, right? And enhance your story and your offering to them like never before, right? And that's the difference between an automated platform and an email platform, right? Because emails are just that type of drip and you can't really control them. But I could go, hey, if Alex does this, I know that he wants this to happen next. And we want to give it to him because we care about our customers and we're going to give value first and we're going to get second. We're going to get what we want, right? You know, we know we're going to get it because we got a good process, but we're going to get first.
Yeah. And anyway, you were mentioning our common friend and he has a collection or a chain of physical therapy stores. And that's where I came across Infusionsoft and saw the power of it in terms of they're still doing newspaper advertising as well as online, but they can measure the success of both because they're driving people. They're driving people to take action and say, you know, do you want to learn about, I think sciatica's one, back pain. They run different ads on different seminars regarding pain. And when they sign up, depending on what they sign up for, what they engaged in, that sets off this whole trigger of, hey, if you want to come to this event, then they send reminders as you get closer. And whether they come or not to the event, then they'll get different kinds of interaction digitally on the different platforms. But it's customized to what they originally engaged, not just the fact that they signed up for this physical therapy seminar. It's, hey, lower back pain, that's what we're going to talk to you about. And in the future, that's what we're going to talk to you about.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why that tag's important. So now the physios can go, okay, Jer, he's not knee. He's actually ankle, right? He's an ex-athlete, right? He's local. So he can come in for our seminar. Like, you're right. And what we're seeing a lot of, and, you know, maybe a little bit later, we can talk about keeping the rebrand, Alex, but that's why we shifted a bit because we saw
the small. Let's talk about it now.
Yeah.
I wait.
We saw the small
Christmas present.
Yeah, for sure. We will, for sure. And I want to give you guys a good story behind that too, because you're a story. but you know, we saw the smaller businesses that were so old school in the way that they were, you know, functioning really, right? And that they were missing that ability to connect, engage, and bring value, educate, provide value, build trust. They just couldn't do it for long periods of time.
Wait, say that again. Say that again. That was important.
Educate, provide value, and build trust. That's what our initial series of stuff has to do. And they couldn't do that for the long period because they can only go so far manually.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I saw with the physical therapy chain. They're talking to hundreds and thousands of people over a year. You just can't do that. Even a marketing person just sitting there trying to keep up, and I got to remember to send a thing and that. You either blast or you spend all that time trying to customize it, where this set up the funnels. And it was the first time that had been, I heard the phrase too, you're only one funnel away from being a million.
Nice. That's a great phrase though. It's pretty true. That's awesome. And you made me think about something though, while you were saying that. It doesn't have to be like marketing. It could be an internal process that really bogs you guys down. Like for a lot of physios, it's hiring somebody and training them, whether it's like the front staff person or it's like another doctor in there. But when you can automate a lot of that stuff too, you're like, whoa, hold on. We've just shaved off a ton of time that was usually just mundane suck waste in the business. And now I'm the CEO up over the business and can clearly see and drive this thing. That's where we see a lot of the wins.
Yeah. I mean, I use it for scheduling. I use an automation tool. So when someone books a time to be a guest on the show, you start getting emails and texts as we come closer to it. I don't remember, you know, but they think I'm doing it.
I love your booking software, actually, because I've had to actually utilize it to its fullest, you know, over the last couple of months before we got together.
So to go deeper on Keep. So is Infusionsoft, you guys are making traction. I mean, you guys are all over the world. Can you how big is Infusionsoft? How many people does it help?
So the story, the whole story, and then I'll give you like the rebrand too, Alex. So the whole thing with the company, I think we're 17 years this year, right? When we have the rebrand this year. So, I mean, they started, I guess I can wrap in the rebrand to this too. So when we heard the news from Clate's our CEO, and he's one of the co-founders, Clate Mass. So Clate came out to address the company, and we always have a really cool company meeting every month. Like the culture and the way that they work with the teams are incredible. Really love the leadership. One of the reasons I'm still, you know, doing my thing with them. So we get a ton from the culture, a ton from the leadership, the monthly meeting. And we knew it was about Keep, right? We had all gotten a lot of buzz about the name change, and this was the meeting for that. So Clay comes up and he's telling a story about the hard times 2 years into the company when they were still small. They had rented a space at a strip mall in Mesa, and they had the lights on at all hours of the day and the night, and it looked funny. The police would come knocking. Like, there's a whole bunch of stories within that. But for a while, Clay's wife was saying, Clay, like, look, I don't know if it's going to work, guy. You know, you've got your MBA, you've got your JD, we've got a beautiful family here. Like, do you want to utilize your degrees and like feed the family? and he was saying it a little bit differently. I've been saying it kind of funny, but he's saying it to us, you know, 400 strong, not so funny. Like, she was saying things like, Clay, get a real job. This isn't working. Have a good day. I'll see you when you get home. Like, that's the last thing you say to your wife as you leave for the day. Right, to go down to the strip mall and make the software work. Yeah. So that went on for a while. And he said, guys, one day she said, find a real job today. Tell me you'll look for a job today at work. And he was the driver. Like, he was doing sales. He was doing biz development. He was making it happen. He was in the account all day utilizing the CRM. So he was in there driving all day, hammering away. And 4:45 or 5 comes rolling around, and you go, oh man, I didn't look for a job. And, you know, he was pretty petrified to go home.
Right.
Because, you know, he didn't want to let her down. Felt like he was already letting her down because it wasn't going so well. But she greeted him and she said, Clay, do you look for a job? And he said, no. And she came up and gave him a hug and said, keep going. And then literally that's how like the name rolled out. But that's not our name for that story or that. Yeah. But there's a
I thought they were going to, there's going to be divorce papers.
You never, you know, this small business killer, right? This stuff is serious.
So we don't.
I had a story from our partner in Melbourne, Johan, about literally how the software was going to save this, you know, this couple's life. That's a whole other story, much more serious. But, wow. Right. So I've got goosebumps on my arms.
Right.
Like, listening to this, and, you know, the banners are changing because we're rolling down the new banners for Keep. And
okay.
Yeah.
So the keep going is the key.
Yeah. Keep going, keep growing, you know, and like, there's a lot of that crazy stuff that we can use with marketing.
Right.
For that. Right.
Yeah, and, you know, you can't. What else to keep, what to keep doing.
You can't, you know, trademark a common name, but we could trademark that. And the arrow in the K looks really cool too. Arrow, the meaning behind an arrow, right, is movement. Arrow up, right, is the right type of movement for a business. Like, you know, Alex, like, so there's like, and I'm not a marketing expert, but I've done a few marketing classes. I've got my master's degree. I've worked hard in marketing lessons. And hearing the marketing experts talk about this, though, you're going, nice, guys. Good one. and it feels really good.
So what's changed? Why the need to change the name Infusionsoft? Are we having some technical difficulties? Are you there?
Question. Yeah, great question, Alex. I was going to get right to that there and segue in, but you grabbed it. So why, guys? Right? The business and the mission was being missed a bit, because our goal was to help millions of small business owners. But through our digging in with small business owners, through the years of us working the product and understanding our target, we were just missing it because we were a bit too powerful with Infusionsoft by Keap. So now we have Keap, a much simpler solution that still brings a bit of the automation power that we described, but focuses a bit more on organization, simplifying your lead flow process, getting your leads to contact you, right? So a bit more CRM, but with micro automations in a simplified, very fresh interface. So two products. Yeah. And we're going after our mission and our target. We realized, you know, after some trials here, that we were missing and we needed to be better there.
Because one of the things that I saw when I looked at it and I saw my clients using it and I said, hey, that looks interesting, but it was daunting to get going on that. I mean, it was, and I had heard from other people like, hey, we got it, but haven't really been able to get it going just time-wise. So what's the difference now in time requirements or expectations?
That's another good question. And I was getting to that too, because you and I, when I remember our sales call that we had, right, when I engaged with you and we were talking, you know, that was that's the biggest thing with somebody like you and really with nearly every principal and CEO of a small business. How can I take the time away, right, from all the other stuff that's going on in the business to devote to that type of implementation hall? And it is. Guys, I don't care what you're implementing, right? Something simple, like a simple freemium software. And I'm not going to name any names because that might sound like I'm bashing them. But, you know, anybody downstream, certainly anybody upstream on the enterprise level, it's going to be hard to implement that vision, right? That how do I start with the end in mind in my if-then scenarios? So, you know, you look at your time. How much is it worth? And then you go, gosh, can I do it? Can I hunker down and do this? You have to ask yourself that hard, true question. And you have to be real with yourself, guys. I mean, come on, team. You got to really be real with yourself on that. Because if you can't be, you're going to devote the time. You're going to say, yeah, I can do it. And you're going to jump in and you're going to have a wonky, weird experience, right? Or you could go, you know what? I can do about 5 hours a week, but I need to delegate the rest of this to somebody else. I need to hire somebody. And there's plenty of good partners out there. You know, these are the experts and the ninjas that I work with, Alex, and they'll take on your business and grow it to the extreme because you actually let go of control a little bit and said, I need help.
So someone says got a list of 2,000 people and they're generating 50 names a month. You know, what are they looking at to be able to start getting the benefits of automation and start in some if-thens out there that can proactively in an intelligent manner connect with people?
Well, it's a good question. Oh, gosh, brother, you're killing it.
I'm waiting for the bad question. You know?
Well, bring them. I'm like, you're on point. I'm ready for you to slip one in. But here's the thing. When I was selling and when I speak still today, I say it this way. Like, how do you know you're ready for something like automation or Keap? Like, here's how you know you're ready. One, has your product or services, like, has your stuff arrived to the marketplace? Like, are people buying your stuff? Simple question. Two, can you afford it?
Okay, so
go ahead.
So let's take the answer to the question. Yes or no? If yes, they're buying it, then it makes sense. Or
yes, then no, you check.
If they're not buying it, then hey, maybe you need to see if you need to work on what you're offering.
Well, there's exactly, and you're not ready for a machine yet because you don't really have anything to put into the machine. Like, I can't take you from 0 to 100. I can take you from like 7 to 100.
Okay, but that's important that your offering is, you have some empirical evidence that your offer is of interest.
Boom. Thank you, brother. Jeez, you're killing it. Like I said, let's go.
I took my medicine this morning.
Let's go. Yes, you did. All right. So that's critical. And then the second thing is like, look, can you afford it for a period of time when it's not performing, right? While you're getting it going, right? While you're finding this sweet spot. Because again, a lot of people haven't done this before. They don't know what a funnel is. They haven't built a funnel. Or even the people that have built a funnel, right? We got to take that stuff that's working, those best practices, put it back in the new machine, right? So you got to have a period of time there where it's just not producing ROI for the business. One, can you afford that? And two, are you okay with that? Like some people can't wrap their hands around that. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Like I get it. We have a plan for you.
But if you got something, you got an offer that resonates with people when you get it in front of them. It's probably the size of the ask, you know, what is this purchase? But what have you seen typically take time-wise to get it dialed in?
Great question. So this is what I said to Vietnam, right? I told everybody in Vietnam, you have to give it 5 to 8 months. Before it's dialed in. The first 5 months, you're learning it, you're testing it, right? You're spending some money on ads after you got your team trained on how to take the incoming leads, and you've gone through a few scenarios, right? And I think in the States, it's a little bit less. It's like 3 months.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Australia, about 3 months as well. Okay. But I think some of the cultures globally, right? It's not the same for everybody.
Even with the flip in the seasons, they're still...
It's like in a time machine over there, coming back and forth through all these times. But no, it's certainly different globally, but you want to give it probably on an average globally, I would say at least 3 to 4 months to get this thing in the right spot for your business.
Okay.
And this is like really all software, but as it gets more expensive, more complex, more detailed, right? And if you're one of those companies that doesn't want to miss those features and functions and those detail pieces, it could take a little bit longer.
All right. And how much is that business leader you were talking earlier? Hey, how much my time worth? How much can I, he's got, you know, we got those 1,000 people again. How much time at a minimum do they need to spend on it and maybe work with a ninja? Mm-hmm. Because
it's a great question. Yeah, and let me answer your first question fully too. It's probably going to be about $199 to do what you want with the list size that you want, and, you know, leave a little bit of room to scale, right? Because you said you collect about $200 a month. That type of, you know, 2,500 type package, a couple users in there. But I would say if you can do maybe an hour a day, mm-hmm. right, and that's business days.
Right.
So 5 hours a week, Alex, 5 hours a week, maybe for like a couple months, like 8 weeks, 2 months. You're in a pretty sweet spot. And if you hunker down over the weekends, and maybe do some stuff outside of like normal business, you know, you can accelerate that.
What if you go full clay, you know, just you go move into the strip mall, you work all night, wife starts giving you ultimatums. Yeah. You know, there's a couple.
You could get it done quicker.
But I mean, is it like, hey, you go intensive? Can you get something going in a week?
Yeah, without question. Because there's so much out there now. Because we're so old, we're so developed. Right, we've got so many users. So many people have done a lot with us, not just in terms of money, right? But have really learned a lot.
And
so
Clay's wife threw down the gauntlet, man.
Clayton and his family are incredible, and his wife is strong. Like I'm not messing with Clayton or his wife. Clayton's got a good story for you about how he had to punch this pit bull. I'll let him tell you about that later.
All right.
But he told us that story. And they were on vacation, and some pit bull down the beach, literally was with his owners. He saw it and broke off, and now it's coming after him and his family. And he's like,
land shark.
Is this really going to happen? So I ended up timing it perfectly and slugged the pit bull. And Clay's telling all this. I'm like, yeah. My CEO is beating up pit bulls. I'm a guy I want to work for. No, but, you know, back to the seriousness, you know, a good couple hours a day at that pace, probably 2 to 3 hours a day, just buried into the software itself. To your.
All right, yeah. We're back. The pit bulls have been working on our recording, our connection here. The friends of the pit bulls. But why don't you finish your story, Jeremiah?
Yeah, we got to get Clay to punch those pit bulls. But no, coming back to more of the seriousness about it. And yeah, like you're asking, if you really hunker down, what is it going to take to get it in a sweet spot? And I think, you know, if you as a CEO or a principal or just the driver of it can give it a good 2 to 3 hours every single day, you know, you've taken that two month process down to about 3 weeks, right? Under a month, probably. In our initial training and launch that we provide internally is about that period, about a month. So if you can hunker down and spend a couple hours a day and do our training, watch our training videos, go to YouTube and watch everything else that's out there. There's so much now. Alex, that's the other thing I was saying. I don't know if we got it before the technical piece there, but you know, we've been so developed and there's been so many people that have been just doing it with us and making it happen, not just in terms of, you know, revenue, but finding out really key and cool things and offering, you know, those best practices back to the community. So a lot of share going on with us.
Okay. So
I think you can find it a couple hours a day.
Yeah. So someone signs up and they want to do it $199 a month. What's their options? There sounds like there's a community out there. Are there videos? You mentioned a ninja. How do they
get going? We usually require that you do a kickstart with us, which is one of our launch programs. Like I was just talking about a month long, right? You go through some basic training, maybe a little bit of complexity based on where you're at as a customer. So we identify that and provide a nice launch package for you. Our partners do that and accelerate it. They do that launch package, but like on steroids. Right. So it's faster, it's stronger, it's got more depth if you need it. It's got more training if you need it. It's got like more web or SEO if you need that, or you do ads and you need, you know, PPC stuff. It's like those are the experts. So we actually now as a company, we outsource a lot of that launch package to those ninjas anyway. So we have internal team members that do some of that launch, but most of that launch is being done by a partner in your region anyway. Partners are the best. We want to introduce you to a partner, make that launch experience really special. But you know, after that, go ahead.
Yeah. So ballpark, what's that cost?
Well, between, I would say maybe $300 and up to, $10,000, $20,000, depending on what you want to do.
Okay.
Our price,
$100,000.
Well, maybe. There's probably a couple hundred thousand dollar funnels of projects out there.
Well, no, I understand that, but there's also level sophistication. I mean, a lot of people understand CRMs and they get, you know, as it gets more sophisticated. But when someone's getting into that world, hey, what's it cost to get me to need?
Like realistically, probably a good $2,000, $2,500. Because like you want to hand some of it off and delegate some of it. Let them really build out some things for you and then come back and train you on what they did. So you're a little bit more in the know, right? As a CEO now. So you understand what that consultant or that agency's done for you. But I think the done for you is a key portion of this because it could chuck away your time, right? Doing other things.
And the most valuable thing you can, as the owner or the leader, what's the most valuable thing that you can provide either for yourself if you're doing it all on your own or you got a ninja helping you? What's the most important thing for you to be thinking about?
I think the most important thing for you to think about is really how do I start with the end in mind? And how do I stay super aligned in this process to my customer and their needs? Like really that.
Yeah, can you give an example? Can you give an example of that?
Yeah, totally, Alex, for sure. Maybe I'll just...
Oh, we're losing you again.
A little side business as an example, right? Like my...
Jeremiah?
Could use Jeremiah? My side. Yeah. Alex, about...
Sure. About we were talking about the cost and the ninja. Oh, we were talking about what's the most important thing from that the owner can bring. What do they need to really think about and communicate or get?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. Well done. Thank you, brother. It was the buyer's journey. You said, Jer, tell me about the buyer's journey. What is that? And I was going to use my business as an example, my side business. So, you know, everybody on Futuresoft, if you're an employee or, Keep, you get an account. So for the longest time, I didn't really know what to do with the account. And then I got my shark nickname and I developed some really specific skills, right? And they were right aligned with sales presenting, right? A bit more on the psychology of sales or selling, the EQ side of it. And I became a bit of an accountability coach. So I was like, oh, there's your side business, Jer. There you go, brother. So if I use that as the example, buyer's journey for me is I would need to know at each step of the way, really each stage of your sales cycle, what is needed from my organization to be provided to that potential customer to eliminate fear, to educate, to build trust, and provide a wow factor mm-hmm. before sign up. Right. So like if my sales, and I don't really have any sales stages because I'm just getting started. But if I were to have some sales stages, they might something like this, like new lead. Right. And then like the educate phase, then they're in the, you know, proposal phase, then they're in the closed won or closed lost stage. Right.
Right. Right.
There probably isn't much more than that in a simple sales process or even a simple business. So what I would do in that, you know, that educate phase is I would list out everything that they would be looking for or needing or wondering about, right? What am I going to get from Jer?
Right.
From, okay. You know, this program or, you know, so it's a bit of what's in it for them. And again, we're trying to educate them, right? And eliminate any type of fear. So that's in that stage. Right, the next stage. Yep. Go ahead, Alex.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, in the proposal stage, they might need to see some different things from me, like a really clean proposal document or sales slick. Right, they might need to see some validation from like a resource. Maybe not like asking for a resource, but needing to see that on my website from a testimonial perspective or from my LinkedIn page. In my endorsements and yada, yada, yada. There's a bit of transfer of ownership that we need to ensure happens after we've eliminated fear and educated and provided value. So this buyer's journey is very, very critical. So it's like, start with the end in mind and then please come with your buyer's journey defined.
Okay.
I have to help you do that. And that's going to take away from me building out your funnels and I'm going to charge you more money because you don't have your shit together.
So yeah, if the ninja's got to pull, and that being someone helping you implement, if they got to pull it out of you, where do you want to be at the end of this? Where do you want your customers to be at the end of this process?
Yeah,
it's going to take more time and more energy. And you know, thinking about you mentioned earlier the interview process and having somebody guided through the interview process, you could use this to automate the interview process.
The internal process. Yeah, totally, 100%.
That it's, you know, they're submitting their resume, they're maybe answering questions, it's teeing it up for the people they're going to interview, they're putting in their responses, their feedback from the interview, it's taking it all the way this person through the process and maybe communicating with the person, hey, thanks for the interview,
yep.
On to the next step, we're reviewing. And that person now has a good, they're a customer. I mean, nowadays people are competing for employees and it's a, they gotta show that they're organized as well. And not, you know, it used to be fine just to like never call an interviewee back. Right. You always had to, send a letter as an interviewee, but you know, they could just ghost you. Right. Even before that was a term.
That's a great example and a cool little dialogue, Alex. That's spot on, you know, because now it's that first impression, guys, all the way through from A to Z, like you said it. Yeah, that's awesome.
And I'm just thinking like, even if you don't online, you're not gathering people's emails, but even if it's just, hey, they call in, hey, well, we heard about you guys. We're interested in your business. Now you can use Infusionsoft just from that standpoint. Like, oh, okay, let's get your information. What are you interested in?
All day long. That's why I keep, that's more of a keep. Client, Alex. So again, that's where we were going. Okay, hold on. We're missing our goal and our mission to serve millions of small business owners around the world. That's them.
Okay.
So we go, hey, Infusionsoft by keep. That's for you later when you reach that next level. But we've got keep for you as a simple product to help you really do those things and move and stay up over the business. Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of times you're adding customers and they're kind of just going in the attic. And yep. There's such an emphasis on the new customer, but there's gold in the attic.
There's them gold in those hills. You're spot on. And I think it's funny. Everybody's complaining lately. I don't have leads. It's like, no, the more we look at this, one, you don't really know who your real lead is that you want for your business. And you don't catch the leads that are actually coming either to your website or through your conversations at the trade show or where, you know, we have to do the basic things really, really well. And that's what keep, you know, through the two products is going to help the world of small business too, the ABCs.
All right. Where can people contact you? How can they contact you? Where can they learn more about keep?
Great question, Alex. And they can get me in a couple of spots. Yeah. Certainly on LinkedIn. Like I really, from your audience, I'm comfortable taking most engagement a request there and certainly your connection. I've got a Facebook page. It's at Jeremiah Shark. That's a great place to engage with some branded content that I produce every week. I try to. It's been busy since I've been traveling a lot and the baby's here. But yeah, you can get me there and get me on a rant or a tangent on some good stuff usually. And then certainly you can email me. It's jeremiah.sarquette@keep.com.
Jeremiah Sarquette at keep,
keep.com. Yeah, and it's Jeremiah.Sarquette, Alex. So, yeah, and guys, thanks. Thanks for listening. Thanks for engaging. And thanks for, you know, doing the ABCs. And Alex, thank you, brother, for what you do.
I always
like you're a community shaper.
Well, thank you. And it's always great to talk with you, Jeremiah. And hope you recover here from your trip to Asia.
Yeah, a little bit of jet lag on the way home, but you know, we're hanging tough. And like I said, brother, keep shaping these communities and kicking butt. You're a champion.
Thanks, Jeremiah. If you're liking Confident ROI, or even if you don't, please leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast. Thanks.